Hey, this is your old pal Dave Alvin, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM.
Just ain't the same. She turns out the lights and she cries in the dark. Won't answer when I call her name. On the stairs I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting fireworks below. Strength to go on the lost side of town in a dark apartment. We gave up trying so long ago. And on the stairs, I smoke a cigarette alone. Mexican kids are shooting fireworks below. And hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. Hey, baby, it's the 4th of July. Whatever happened, I apologize.
Greetings, friends. Welcome to Tell the Band to Go Home, UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name is Jeff here. We are, of course, pre-recorded once again. Coming to you from the basement, hanging out, having some fun, playing some great music. Thanks for joining us today. And hey, baby, it's not the 4th of July. It was yesterday, but still, we want to wish a happy 4th of July to all of our American friends. I know we do have some American listeners from time to time. And I know that you probably get, you know, people sometimes think that you're a lunatic just because you're from the United States. And, you know, the fact that you're listening to this show probably doesn't help that cause very much. But, you know, there are good people down there. We just need you to, like, do something about the lunatics and take control back. You know, how about a new Independence Day, independent from the tyranny of your president or something? Oh, well. Anyway, welcome here. It's going to be another show full of music that you'll like. Maybe one or two that you don't. I don't know. All right. So yesterday was the 4th of July. Well, that can only mean that today's one thing.
Early 80s, Chevy Nova with the Spanish bass rolling across Maine.
Everybody's Summer sun was burning bright. I was coming off a couple hard weeks. I had money in my pocket to spend. A sunburn on my cheeks and the bottom covered in on the highest shelf. Looked for the promise that might bring the heat to set this little heart on fire and bring these wandering eyes relief. And I know this. Chain squeaked. All stole was just one love. I guess sometimes that's all it takes. She had a smile that she couldn't shake. A dirty mouth and a pink bikini. It didn't matter what she wore that day. I had to know what was underneath.
Hi, this is Chuck Prophet. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home on 101.5 UMFM Radio, Manitoba. Manitoba.
on the pavement. Money in the bank, I ain't gonna save it. Jenna coming by, hope she makes it. Jenna coming by, I sure hope she makes it. It's a summertime thing. Summertime thing. There's a party next door that sounds like it's cooking. I poked my head over the wall, took a look in. Was a five-piece band, they was really rocking. Oh, looked like some kind of family reunion. Hey, it's a summertime thing. Summer heat's got me feeling lazy. Air is warm and the sky's hazy. People getting down, getting crazy. And can your sister come along? How could she not wanna? I put the Beach Boys on, wanna hear him and Rounder. Oh, put the Beach Boys on, wanna hear him and Rounder.
The all-time classic there from Chuck Prophet, Summertime Thing from No Other Love, a great record. His new record is pretty stellar as well. I might have to play you something from that in just a second, but that was Summertime Thing there. Before that, we heard Del Barber with The Queen of July from his album Headwaters, which is a great record. We heard Radiogram in there, Winnipeg's own Kedden Beatty, Publicist to the Stars, with their great song Summer Song Summer from All the Way Home. I think that one featured Ida Nielsen, great Aunt Ida, singing along on that so sweetly. Heard something in there from Spirit of the West from their final record, Star Trails. I heard July. I always had some trouble with some lines in that song, but, you know, God bless John, man. And off the top of that little set, Anna Eggie from her album Bright Shadow. We heard 5th of July, and happy 5th of July to you, my friend, or whenever you're listening to this via the podcast. Drop me a line. Let me know when and where you're listening. Jeff@telebandagohome.com. If you got ideas, suggestions, questions, problems in your life, I'm a good listener. Let me know. Jeff@telebandagohome.com. You can also find us on the Facebook and on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson. All right. Yeah. Speaking of Chuck, I just got finally, after more than a month in transit, they sent it at the end of, what month is this? The end of May. And it just arrived in early July, the copy of the new record, The Land That Time Forgot by Chuck Prophet. It's beautiful. It's this red translucent vinyl. The package is great. And man, it's a great record as well. Yeah, I gotta play. We'll play a bit of new music here for you, and we'll kick it off with one more from Chuck from that new record. This one's called Marathon.
At the gates of hell,
till we all fall down.
some say love is a thing of the past, but these days nothing ever lasts. This whole world is moving too fast. Sometimes we ride around, he puts the stereo up loud. If I was sad, well, I'm happy now. And it feels so good to know I got you where you belong. Here in my heart, right by my side. Honey, you're getting me by. How are you keeping me
Ruby Boots there with a great version of a song written by Tom Petty, Keeping Me Alive. That's from a cool compilation that came out on Bandcamp Day on Friday called Pandemophenia. And put together by Bloodshot Records. And there's all kinds of cool people on here. Kelly Hogan's on there and Murder by Death. Robbie Fulks is a cool song. Rookie, Scott H. Byram. All kinds of good stuff. Pandemophenia. Check it out. It's a Bandcamp Day special. There, boy, did I get myself in trouble again on Bandcamp Day. Every day, every month, I say I'm not going to do it, and then I do it. I bought a bunch of crap, so I got to play it for you to make myself feel better. We heard Aaron Lee Tastian in there. He put together a little EP called Found Songs. He recorded this in 2009 with Chris Masterson of the Mastersons. I don't even think the Mastersons would have existed in 2009, would they? I don't know, I'd have to do some math on that one. Not about to do that, am I? But some cool recordings. That was when we first fell into the Aaron Lee Tastian wormhole way back when. And that was a cool one called Fake Tattoo. Some neat lines there. What was that line? I would have knocked you up, but you would have knocked me out. Yeah. Justin Osborne in there. Justin Osborne, he is basically Susto. He has a new solo record called The Real Brent Brent. And we heard Rock On. It's good stuff. It's not all that different from Susto. And he's pretty much the constant in Susto, so why it's the real Brent, I don't know, but it is, and it's on Bandcamp, and it's pretty cool. We heard the Skydiggers in there doing a version of Michelle Pagliaro's Lovin' You Ain't Easy. We heard that song last week on the Canadian Essentials playlist. Did you catch last week's show? I think it was pretty fun. I had some fun with that, going through some of the most essential Canadian music of all time. And I ended off, you know, not terribly modern. So I'm going to have to do a part two with some of the more modern stuff. The one thing Richard Flohill pointed out to me that I really was a major oversight. It didn't have Murray McLaughlin on the playlist. And I feel that was the one major oversight that I've thought of so far, Murray McLaughlin. And maybe I should play the Tragically Hip. I don't know. Go back and listen. Let me know what you think. Anyway, Skydiggers, two new singles on the Bandcamp. That one there led by Jesse Bell Smith. And off the top, Chuck Prophet from his album The Land That Time Forgot, the album that I bought a couple of Bandcamp days ago. We heard Marathon from that fabulous record there. Let's see, running out of time, aren't we? Okay, why don't I spin a couple more things from the Bandcamp haul yesterday? I played just something off this a while ago, a couple weeks ago, I guess. We heard this stellar new thing from John Bleck from a charity fundraiser, little mini EP called Biologically Blue. We heard a great song, a great version of his. A great version of Greg Trooper's title track is what I'm trying to say. Well, here's one more from that little EP, and going through, I found out that the same collective that kind of backs up John Bleck on that record, Some Rise, Some Fall, also did a song with another former John Bleck and the Rats rat, Anna Mitchell, so I'll play that for you as well.
Thank you. Reaching to your shore, but the rain came.
The fabulous Anna Mitchell there, along with Some Rise, Some Fall, with a song called The Rain Came Down on Everything. And before that, John Bleck, along with Some Rise, Some Fall, with The Munition Maker, from their new little EP, three songs, Biologically Blue. I ordered that up on the Bandcamp day. I still got a couple more Bandcamp things to come, as well as a brand new record from one of our favorites of all time, and definitely one of our most played female artists of all time. After a short break, stick around. We'll come back with more. Tell a band to go home after a few of these.